A major project for a new turnpike in the metro is set to begin next year. The state is beginning the design phase for the building to house its new space plane. And driving on a road in Tulsa will bring music to your ears. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Deborah Schar. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has approved funding for the first project related to the East-West Connector Turnpike. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
A contract to build a bridge connecting Interstates 44 and 35, running between Portland Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue, was awarded to Crossland Construction earlier this week following the OTA's approval of $97 million to go toward the project. OTA Executive Director Joe E. Kelly says construction on the bridge should begin in early 2026 and be completed by late 2027. The bridge will connect the area east of Newcastle to Moore and Norman, and at more than 1.25 miles long, will be the longest bridge in the state. The bridge funding was the largest portion of a total $120 million in contracts for the East-West Connector Turnpike awarded by OTA this week. The turnpike is part of the OTA's larger Access Oklahoma program, which is a 15-year-long plan. The East-West Connector is expected to be completed in 2030. I'm Hannah France.
Governor Kevin Stitt is criticizing the Trump administration's efforts to block wind energy development. Although Oklahoma is known for oil and gas production, the state ranks third in wind energy production. While speaking to news outlet Semaphore about Trump's efforts to halt wind projects, the governor says it's disappointing, including a Rhode Island project that was nearly complete.
And then that just looks like politics when you're canceling those. We have to get out of this business and just let businesses go innovate.
Stitt says most Americans are frustrated by policies that fluctuate with each presidential administration. He says there needs to be a more agnostic approach and believes in having more of everything, which he credits for the state's low energy costs. The state will soon begin working on a facility to house its new space plane at its Burns Flat spaceport. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on the latest development in Oklahoma's space industry plans.
The Oklahoma Aerospace and Aeronautics Commission voted Wednesday to spend just under $500,000 to design the hangar. The state bought the space plane earlier this year in a $17 million agreement with international company Dawn Aerospace. Now it needs a place to store it before it takes flight in 2027. Oklahoma Department of Aerospace and Aeronautics CEO Grayson Ardes says the suborbital plane's first 100 flights will be gifted to researchers.
We'll do a selective process on what we believe are the best research projects, and those will be able to go up free.
The plane is uncrewed and designed for life sciences and defense purposes. The Aerospace Department says the hangar design will take up to 8 months to complete. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
In anticipation for Route 66 100th anniversary next year, one stretch of the Mother Road in Tulsa is getting a unique feature. It will sing to drivers. The city is using a $90,000 state grant to install a so-called musical road on the Southwest Boulevard Bridge. Musical roads are stretches of grooves installed into the asphalt that, when driven over, cause vehicles to rumble at frequencies that mimic melodies. The gimmick has been tried in other states. Tulsa Route 66 Commission member Ken Busby says the idea is odd but fun.
Quirky is a great word for it because it's like you drive across rumble strips at a certain speed and you'll hear a tune. You have to roll your windows down and you'll really hear this great little tune.
Commissioners on Tuesday said the exact song the road will play has not yet been determined. Classics like Chuck Berry's Route 66 and Danny Flowers' Tulsa Time are being considered. Busby says the fun idea comes with logistical hurdles, like the road needs to be long enough. That's why the bridge location was ultimately chosen.
Everybody would like to have had this road, but you can't be interrupted by driveways.
Tulsa's musical road will be the first constructed in Oklahoma. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.